15th chapter of Hilchos Gzeila Vaveda, the law is dealing with stolen and lost objects. Today we will continue our discussion of lost objects with distinguishing between Derech Hanacha and Derech Nefila, how to determine whether an object has been intentionally placed somewhere as opposed to having fallen there without the owner's knowledge. This chapter contains 18 halachas. Perk Hamisha Aser, chapter 15, Halacha Aleph. Kol ha-meitza aveda, anyone that finds a lost object, bein she-yesh bo simen, bein she-ein bo simen, regardless of whether it has an identifying mark or not, which, as we discussed previously, determines what you have to do with this object. That if it has a sign, one could make an announcement, a hachraza, that one has found the object, and then the owner can identify it through its particular sign. But something which has no simen, such as money, a single coin, or something of the sort, there is no way the owner can identify it. Can one pick it up? So the law is, whether or not it has an identifying mark, im matza derech hanocha, if you find it in a way that it has been derech hanocha, it has obviously been intentionally placed there rather than having fallen, osur ligaba, you are forbidden from touching it. Why? You have found it obviously in a place which is not totally safe. Because Shema Bailea inichu asham. Perhaps the owner of this object has left it there ad sheyachzurullah until he returns to it to take it again. So since the owner perhaps put it there on purpose, after all it is derech hanocha, it has not merely fallen there, we will ruin this act of the owner by picking up the object. Why? What will be so bad if you pick it up? Pick it up and then return it to him. So the Rambam says, regardless of what the object is, it is not going to be effective. Im yav litol esa, if he comes to take it, v'hayadavar she'ein b'simin, it's an object which has no identifying marks, like a single coin, as we discussed in the last chapter. Harei ibad momen chavera biyodei, he is destroyed his friend's money with his hand. He has caused it to be lost. It does not have a sign with which he can return it to him. In other words, since there is no sign, how is the owner going to get it back? He cannot present any identifying mark with which he can say that this object belongs to him. So if it has been intentionally placed there, and you take it in order to return it, you will be unable to return it since it has no simen. Alternatively, if it was something which does have an identifying mark, so what's so bad? You will take the object, you will make an announcement that you have found a lost object, and the owner will come to claim it. What's the problem? He will be able to identify it. The Rambam says, nevertheless, you may not take it. Because you have put the person through the trouble of having to chase after the object and then give signs for the object and go through this whole procedure. Whereas he merely left it there. If you would have left it alone, he would have come back and retrieved it. And therefore, one is prohibited from touching such an object unless it is found derech nefila in a way that clearly indicates it has been unintentionally lost there. Literally, derech nefila, that it has fallen there. Let's say you were uncertain whether it was derech hanacha, intentionally placed there, or derech nefila, it has fallen. A feeling is topic, le'adavar, even if you are in doubt. And you don't know whether this object has been lost or has been intentionally placed there. Nevertheless, you are not allowed to touch it, even if it's only a suffix. Now what happens if you transgress this law or were unaware of it, and now you have taken the object? Again, we will see a difference between whether there is a sign or not. If you transgress this law and you picked up the object yourself, you are forbidden from returning it to the same place it was. You might think that once you realize your mistake, you will return the object, that since it was placed there, or at least possibly placed there intentionally, you shall go right back and return it. The Rambam says you are forbidden from doing so. And as the Magid Mishnah brings the reason from the Talmud Yerushalmi, that if the person comes back in the interim and sees that the object is gone, he will no longer be able to retrieve the object. He will not think of coming back a second time. So when you take the object away, and the person comes in the interim, he will already give hope of retrieving the object. He comes to the place he put it, he sees it's gone, and he figures finished, it has been taken. So therefore, you bringing the money back there, or the object, whatever it is, you will cause him to lose the object, since he will give up hope on it. However, ve'im ha'yedavar she'ein be'simin, however, if it is an object which has no sign, zocha be'i, he merits in this object, he gains control over it, ve'ein ha'chayev lachzirei, and he is not responsible to return it. Although, lechatchile, he should not have taken the object, once he takes the object, it has no connection with its previous owner, it does not have any simin, there is no way of identifying it. Since there is no way of identifying it, he has effectively severed the connection between this object and his previous owner, and since there is no way now, it came into his hand improperly. But since there is no longer any way for the original owner to identify it, it becomes his property. Incidentally, the Ravid and the Magid Mishnah and the Tur all ask on the Rambam, why should he gain possession over this? Why should he gain through having done an Aveda? He has sinned. He was not supposed to take this object. Agreed, the owner can't bring it back. But at least say that Yemuna Chashiyovu Eliyahu, that he is allowed to hold on to it until Eliyahu Navi comes and returns it to the proper owner. But to say that it belongs to him, that he should gain the object as a result of having illegally taken it, this we do not agree with. All of the commentaries virtually discuss this question. The Kesef Mishnah gives an answer. The Shach and Sma and in Shulchan Aruch and all of the commentaries discuss this case of the Rambam. And comparing it with the case of Yehush Alamidas, as we discussed in the last perek, but these are all Dvarim Aruchim, very long explanations to explain, so we will go further. Halacha Beis. V'kol davar sheyesh beisimin, anything which does have a sign, and the person picked it up by mistake, or without even intentionally, when he should have left it there, bein derech hanacha, bein derech nafila, regardless of whether it was intentionally placed there, and he took it illegally, or derech nafila, it fell down over there, and he took it legally with the mitzvah of and having in mind to return it, and regardless of where he found it, bein bereshus hayochid, bein bereshus harabim, whether it was in a private domain or a public domain, chayev lahachriz, he is responsible to make an announcement to notify people that he has found this object. And since it does have a sign on it by which he can identify the object, the owner will hear that the object is lost, and he will give the identifying marks. And now the Rambam and the rest of this halacha and the following halachas will discuss how we know whether it is derech hanacha, that it was intentionally put there, or derech nafila, that it is really lost. Ketzad derech hanacha, how do we know that it has been placed there? Kugain, for example, shemotza chamer epora roim baderech bayim, that we find a donkey or a cow who was grazing in the road in the daytime. That in the daytime it is not unusual that the owner should leave the cow or the donkey to intentionally graze. As only at night that we would assume it would be lost. But during the daytime this is a normal occurrence, and we would not think that it should be lost. This is derech hanacha. Oishematza keli mechusa ba'ashpa. Or we find a keli, a vessel or an object, which is covered over in the garbage. Obviously, it has been buried there, it has been intentionally put there, and harezeh lo yigabahen, you are not allowed to touch them. Shenemar, it says in Pasuk that when do we have a case of a lost object, the Pasuk uses the word nidochim, that the sheep has gone astray or the cow has gone astray, meaning that it has been lost, that it was not intentionally put there by the owner. Avalim motza chamer v'kelev hafuchim. If we find a donkey whose objects, meaning the saddle and the reins, are hafuchim, are in the opposite order, that they are out of place, that they are backwards, or something of the sort, which is a sign that it has not been properly taken care of. It obviously has run away or something of the sort. Upara rotza bein hakramim. Or we see a cow that's running in the vineyard, which again is something that the owner would not want. It is wildly running. It is going to either hurt itself or to cause damage to the vineyard or something of the sort. Or klei megula ba'ashpa. We find a vessel or an object which is open, exposed in the middle of the garbage. In any of these cases, harezu aveda b'netel u'machriz. This is then a lost object, and you shall take the object and then announce that you have found it. In these last cases, it is obviously derech nafila, that the object has been lost there because no one would leave the object open in the pile of garbage because obviously it will be taken. And so too, what, no one would put a donkey like that, and no one would want his cow to be running wildly through the vineyards. Halacha Gimel. Ra chamerei para. If we see a donkey or a cow, reim ba'afor kedarkon balayla, that are grazing in a normal fashion without the things they are carrying in a state of disarray, is grazing in the nighttime. Harezu aveda, this is a lost object. The donkey or the cow is lost, because normally a person does not bring their animals out to graze in the middle of the night. Bifneis hayem ubaneshef, if it, you find it right after the sun has gone down, bifneis hayem, that the day has turned away, ubaneshef, very early in the morning before it has gotten light out, which this is also not normal. Usually a person grazes their animals only during the day. So in this case, if you see this happen 3 days in a row, it is considered to be lost. Because although occasionally a person might let the animal stay out late, or let them go out early in the morning before it becomes light out, this is not a normal process. Therefore, if it happens 3 days in a row, it is assumed to be lost. For neitilu machriz, you take the animal yourself and then make the normal announcement to let everyone know that you have found a lost object. If you see a cow running in the middle of the street in the road, in the previous halacha we said if you see it running in the vineyard, clearly it is lost, and you must take it and return it, because the owner would not allow the cow to run wildly in the vineyard for fear that it would hurt itself. Let's say you see it running in the street. So now it depends which way is it facing. If it is facing the city, meaning it is running from the fields back to the city, this is not considered to be a lost cow, because clearly the cow has been grazing, and it knows its master, and is running back towards the city to return to its master. It's not lost. It knows exactly where it's going. But if it's running out towards the fields, this is now a lost cow, because it's running away from its owner in the city and trying to run away free in the fields. This is lost, and you must return it. Halacha dalet, motzarei ben akramim. If you find it grazing, eating in the midst of the vineyard, which we said in halacha base that if it's running wildly in the vineyard, the owner certainly doesn't want that to happen, and it's lost. Let's say it's grazing quietly in the vineyard. This certainly the owner's happy with. It's getting something to eat there. But chayev la'achzir mishum avedas hakarka. You are required to return it because of the destruction being done to the land. The cow is eating somebody's property. You must take it out of there. However, lafichach, therefore, im hoyu akramim shall goy. If the vineyards belong to a non-Jew, ein aveda, there's no loss over here. Ve'ein achayev lahachzir, you have no obligation to return the cow. Because as we mentioned earlier, in these halachas, there is no responsibility to return the lost object of a goy. One is allowed to keep it. And so too, the damage done to the land, the loss being caused to him, is not your responsibility to terminate. Vim chasha shem yarag oisa agoy, kesheim sa'ena. Because it has done, we are afraid the goy will kill the cow when he finds it because of the damage it has caused to the vineyard. Now it is a lost object because the cow could become totally lost because the goy will kill it. Therefore, you take the cow yourself and notify everyone that you have found it. Halacha hei. If we find the cow in a public domain, a large road. So when now we look where it is. If it is outside the Shabbos boundary, which is 2,000 amas, outside the city limits, and it has gone beyond the tchum, beyond the city limits, and another 2,000 amas beyond that, chayiv lahachzir, you must return the cow, because obviously the owner didn't intend to have it go that far. However, if it was in a special place, even outside the tchum, which makes it appear that the owner intentionally put it there, you may not touch it even though it is so far away. For example, this cow was grazing in a special place where there is a great deal of grass. or it was in a sort of stable, not a totally secure stable or not totally insecure. Sheinu mishamedes veinem avedes, that it will not guard the animal, but it will not cause the animal to become lost either. It is not mishamedes, it's not totally guarded, because it doesn't have doors on all sides. If it definitely had doors on all sides, obviously the owner intentionally put it there. This one is not fully guarded, since it has an open door. On the other hand, it's einem avedes, it's unlikely the animal should get lost here, because the animal is not necessarily looking for an opening to get out. Unless the animal sees that it is open on all sides, there are doors on all four sides, this would be called mabedes. This encourages the animal to run away. But this one does not have doors on all sides. In any of these cases, lo yigabash ein zu aveda, you may not touch the animal even though it is outside the tchum, because it is not considered lost. Evidently, the owner has put it there. Motza kardu maitalis betzad hageder, if you find an axe or a garment on the side of a fence, harizel lo yigabahen, you shall not touch any of them, because workers customarily put down their tools or their trade or their garments beside a fence and leave it there until they need them again. Motzen besratia, but let's say you find an axe or a garment in a sratia, a large road, a public thoroughfare, harezu aveda, this is considered a lost object, because normally a person wouldn't put it in such a place. V'neitel umachris, therefore you take the object and you announce that it is lost. V'kein kol koyetze bazeh, so to any other case similar to this, where it is obvious that the object has not been intentionally placed there, but has been lost. The next law deals with a case of geizleis. Geizleis are young birds, chicks, that in order to keep them from flying away and escaping, customarily people would tie their wings together. That way they would not need too much care, because they just can't go too far without flying. Now, you found some of these geizleis. Have they strayed away from their owner and are they lost, or did he intentionally place them there? Halacha vav. You find these young birds with their wings tied together. And they are dragging themselves along bit by bit behind a fence, a stone fence, or acharagapa, which is a wooden fence, for example, or bishvilin shebesodes, or in the pathways of a field, meaning the places which are left blank in order for people to walk. So the question is, did he intentionally leave these birds here, or have the birds escaped and are walking on their own? When it's not allowed to touch them, shema bailein hinichum sham, because perhaps the owners left them there. Vim not lun, if he's taken them, hare elu shalei, they belong to him, that even though he should not have done so, since they do not have a simon, a sign, he is allowed to keep them, as at this Rambam brought this controversial din, as we discussed at the end of Halacha Aleph. Why do they not considered not to have a sign? After all, the wings are tied together. The reason is that in general, everyone ties the wings of these birds. Unless there was a special knot, it is not considered a sign, as the Rambam will now say. Vim hayik shur in kesher shu simen, if they were tied together with a knot, which is itself a sign, meaning an unusual sort of knot, chayev lahachriz, he is responsible to notify, again, only if he has taken them, he is responsible to make an announcement notifying he has found the lost object. But even if they do have a sign, he should not take them to begin with. V'keinim motzen kvuyim b'mekeimen, and so too, if he finds them, that they are attached to a particular place, they've been tied up to a place, so their feet are tied together, so they can't even walk, chayev la'achris, again he must make an announcement. Why? There is no sign to indicate that the birds are his. Shamokam simen, because the place itself is a sign. That is enough of an identification. If the owner says that I left the birds in such and such a place, this itself is a sign that they are his. Halacha Zayin. We already mentioned in Halacha Aleph that if someone finds an object which is covered over in the garbage heap, then it has probably been placed there intentionally, and therefore one must leave it. Whereas if it is open and exposed, one, since it was obviously dropped there, it is treated like a lost object. But now we will say that there are two different types of garbage heaps. One that a person normally clears out, and another one that he just lets pile up. Halacha Zayin. Matzah ba'ashpa kli mechusa. If you find in the garbage heap something which is covered up, you are not allowed to touch it, as we explained previously. However, if it is garbage which is normally not emptied out, this is the place where it is dumped and it is normally left there. However, a person changed his mind and now he's going to empty out this whole garbage heap. So originally the person thought it would be sitting there forever, but now you change their mind in order to take out this garbage and move it. So what happens now? Even though it was covered up over there, you should take the object and announce that it has been lost, in order that somebody can come and identify it. Because since now one has moved the garbage, it has now been opened up, it has now been exposed. And we're therefore worried that someone will come and take this object. The kain im hayu kelim ktanim, and so too if they were very small objects, kugain sakin or shpud or kuyetzibahen, such as a knife or a skewer or something of the sort, afilu hayu mechusin ba'ashpa hakvua, even if it was covered up in a long established garbage pile, meaning one that is normally going to remain there, neitilu machris, nevertheless you should take the object and announce that it has been lost. Although normally if it is covered, we say that it has been intentionally placed there. Should it be a very small object, it is more than likely that it has simply been thrown out in the garbage, and therefore the owner did not intentionally place it there, but it has been accidentally lost. Halacha ches, matzah peiros mufuzarin, if we find fruit which has been all scattered around, derech hanacha, if it has been intentionally placed there and it has apparently intentionally been scattered, lo yigabahen, one is not allowed to touch them. As we've been saying in this pedek, if it is intentionally placed there, one may not touch. Derech nefila, but if it fell, apparently it has been lost, harehein shalai, the law is they belong to him. And the reason is, since they have no identifying marks, and the owner certainly is aware that they have been lost, then he has already given up hope, there is no simon, and as we've explained in previous parakim, they belong to whoever finds it. He finds small bundles of grain in the public domain. If they were big bundles, they would have an identifiable sign. But since these are small, there is no identifiable trademark. And so too the following, which is considered to be standard items, and one cannot tell one from the other. He finds rings of pressed figs, ukikara shel nachtem, loaves of bread from the baker, all of which have the same size, umachreze shel dogim, or fish which are sewed, attached together with a thread, also standard, v'chaticha shel basar, pieces of meat, all cut to the identical size, v'gizetzem rabos mimin dinosam, and shearings which have come straight from the country, they have not yet been worked over in the factory, by whoever is going to make them into usable wool. Vanitza pishton, and so too bundles of flax. Ulashena shel argoman, and pieces of dyed wool, wool which has already been dyed purple, which also comes in standard sizes and color. Hare elu shalai, all of these belong to him, mipnesha ein bahen simen, because they have no identifiable sign. However, v'im yeshba hen simen, if they do have an identifiable sign, neitilu machris, he should take them and notify everyone that he has found this object. Shesimen ha'asi lidares harehu simen, that even a sign which will possibly disappear as a result of being trampled, it nevertheless is considered to be a sign. It might disappear and is not permanent, but nevertheless, should it be present, it is considered a simen. Halachates, avalim motzik yikarish al balabayis, but if he found loaves of bread which were made by a person in his house, which have a unique shape and size, the gizet semer alukuchus mi beis ha'umen, or he took shearings which were brought from the house of the one who works over the wool to make it usable, kadayayin v'kadishemen, or he finds bottles of wine, containers of wine or containers of oil, which are sealed in a certain fashion that one could recognize and identify whether it was sealed or not. Chayev lahachris, all of these he must make an announcement that he has found them. Shekol elu yesh lahem simanim muvakin, all of them have clearly identifiable and acceptable signs. Vim niptachu, however, if everyone is opening their storage houses of wine and oil, that this is the normal time that people sell them, in these cases, the containers of oil and wine belong to him, because all of them look the same. Even though they all
Rashumin, meaning they all have this seal around the top. Shekola kadin kachin rashumais, because all of the containers at that time of the year are all sealed. V'nimso elo akadin kikikoras hanachtum. It turns out that at that time of the year, these containers of oil and wine are exactly like loaves from the bakery. Sheyish tzura achas lekulan u'mishkala echad lekulan. That they all have one shape and one weight, the same size. And this is the reason why one cannot identify loaves from the bakery, and the reason why one that finds them obtains them.
Halacha Yud. If one finds small bundles of grain in a private domain, if apparently they fell there, then they belong to the one that finds them. Because since they are so small, the owner didn't even notice probably that they dropped. And later on he will notice, but now he doesn't have any idea where they are. There was already yish, therefore the one that finds them owns them. However, if obviously they were placed there, chayev lahachris, he is responsible to announce that he has found them. And apparently the Rambam means that one lechatchila should not take them, as in other cases of derech hanocha. But if he did happen to take them in violation of the law, he must announce that he has found them. Sha'apo pisha ein lahem simen. Even though they don't have any sign, there's no identifiable mark, hamukam simen, afal pisha ein simen muvak. Even though it is not a complete sign, nevertheless, the place where it was put is considered enough of a sign that the one that identifies it will gain possession. Matza alumeis, but if he found, instead of small bunches of grain, he found large bunches, in this case, bein bereshus hayochid, bein bereshus harabim leitzil machriz, regardless of whether it was in a private or public domain, the one that finds it should take it and announce that he has found it. That since there were such large bundles, the one that dropped it certainly would be aware of that fact and be able to identify the place where they were dropped, regardless of whether it was the public or private domain.
Halacha Yud Aleph. Motze igul ubaseicha cheres. He finds a ring of pressed figs, and in the midst of it is a piece of clay.
Or he finds a loaf and there's money in the middle.
A piece of meat which is cut in an unusual fashion, such as in a triangle. A dog noshuch, or a fish which has had a bite taken out of it. And anything else with an unusual sort of construction. Since these objects do have a change, they are unusual in appearance, one is responsible to notify everyone of their finding, shalai osum by lay and el simon, because the owners obviously did this to make them different than in the case that they would be lost, they would be able to identify them by giving the sign. Therefore, one must announce when they have been found.
Halacha Yud Beis. Matza peres mefuzarin b'makam agronas. If one found fruit spread out in the place of the garden, the place where people normally store their fruits. Now all the fruits have been taken away. However, there are a few fruits left there. We have to determine whether they are left intentionally or not. If it was enough, an amount of a kav, approximately 4 pounds, within an area of six square feet, or in an area greater than six feet, they are considered to belong to the one that finds them. Because the owners are not going to bother to gather them together. Since it's such a large area, it takes a great deal of effort. And in addition, it's also a very small amount, only a kav. And therefore, the owners do not care about collecting them, and whoever finds them is allowed to keep them. However, if it was a kav which was spread out in an area smaller than arba ames, one is not allowed to touch them. Perhaps the owners left it there intentionally and plan to come back. However, let's say it's only a half a kav, and it's in two ames, which in this case it's very easy to pick up. But it's, on the other hand, it's only a small amount. It's two kavim, a very considerable amount, but it's spread out in a much larger area, and therefore is with great difficulty one can pick it up. Or, for example, the kav consists of two or three different species. For example, sesame seeds, dates,
and pomegranates. In any of these cases, call Elu Safek. These are all cases of doubt, as the Gemara asks these questions and does not answer. Lefichach, and therefore, since it's a doubt, lo yito. We must be strict and leave the fruits there. However, ve'im notel, if one takes them, ein achayev lahachriz. One is not required to announce that one has found them, since it is only a case of doubt. Halacha Yud Gimel. If one finds a collection of fruit, or fruit in a vessel, or just the vessel itself, one must announce that he has found it, because in any of these cases, identification could be given by the owner. If he finds a vessel and there is fruit in front of it, the fruit belongs to him. There's some unclarity here about the Girsud of the Rambam as the Magid Mishnah discusses, but this is his conclusion, that the fruit belongs to him. But the vessel he is allowed to, he takes himself and must announce that he has found it. I will say that the vessel belongs to one person. This has an identifying mark, and therefore it must be announced. However, the fruit belongs to someone else, and it has no identifying trademark. And there is no sign in order that the owner can identify as it. Therefore, the one that finds it can keep it. However, if the appearance of the way you find it show that both the vessel and the fruit belongs to the same person, you must announce regarding the fruit as well. How can we tell that the fruit and vessel belong to the same person? If the back, the closed part of the vessel is facing the fruit, the fruit belongs to the one that finds it, because obviously this fruit didn't come from this vessel. However, should it be the opposite way? If the opening of the vessel is facing the fruit, we are worried that perhaps the fruit spilled out of this vessel, and therefore they belong to the same person. However, if this vessel had agonim, they used to tip over the lip so it should be curled over towards the inside to prevent things from spilling out. If the keli had such a gunim, afa pisha ponav klapi apedes, even if the inside of the vessel is facing the fruit, hare elu shalei, it still belongs to the person that finds it, because it's not, it doesn't make sense to say this fruit came from this vessel. She'ilu nishpachu min hakeli. If it came from this vessel, hayinishem en baseichu mipnei agonim. Some of the fruit would have remained inside the vessel because of this lip which is tilted inwards. And therefore, hayu mitzus aperes bakliu mitzusim ba'aretz. If some of the fruit is inside the vessel and some of it on the ground, chayav lahachris, you must make an announcement, because then it is obvious that the same fruit is inside the vessel and outside. It is probable that they came from the same, that the fruit came from this vessel and they go together.
As we've mentioned many times, that only after yiyush, after the owner has given up hope of their recovery, does the finder gain possession of the object. In addition, it cannot be yiyush shelo midas. Not just that the owner would give up hope if he knew that he lost them, but he must know that they are lost and therefore give up hope. In this next halacha, we will be speaking about various objects. Tzitzates, which are dried figs, ta'ena, fresh figs, and zesi mechrubim, olives, and buxer. Tzitzos are very expensive, and therefore, should they be found in the middle of the road, apparently the owner has given up hope for them, because he obviously knows they're missing. There's no yiyush shelo midas. He would know if they're missing, since they're so valuable. So therefore, if one finds tzitzos, certainly the owner has given up hope. And so too fresh figs, ta'ena, since they are automatically ruined as soon as they fall on the ground, since they're very soft, for this reason the owner has yiyush. However, the last two categories, first of all, they are not looked after so frequently like tzitzes, and therefore the owner perhaps does not know they're even gone. And even though he would give up hope for them, it would be yiyush shelamidas, and therefore one is not allowed to take them. And so too, when they fall on the ground, these are hard, and the owner would not give up hope on them. And this is the second reason why one cannot take them. Halacha tesvav. Hamesek tzitzeis baderech.
If one finds dried figs in the road, vafilu betzad steak tzitzes, and even if they're right on the side of an entire field full of dried figs, hare elu shalei, they belong to the one that finds them. That since they have become separated and are now in the middle of the road, and the owner obviously has become aware that they are missing, he has already given up hope, and it is after yiush. V'kein te'ena shehi neita l'derech, and so too a regular fig, which is pointing towards the road, but it's certainly on the ground. And if we find more figs next to it in the road, mutara is mishum gezel. There is no prohibition from stealing them. The one is allowed to take them like any found object. Because figs or anything similar become despicable when they fall on the ground since they are so soft. And therefore the owner has given up hope and he feels that they are hefker, they are now ownerless. He severs his connection with them. And therefore, upturas mishum maiser, one does not have to take maiser, a tithe, to give to the levim from these ta'anim, that since they are hefker, the law is that ownerless produce does not need maaser taken from it. But olives and buckshorn and similar objects which are hard and do not get ruined when they fall on the ground, and so too are not constantly counted because of their value, like tzitzes, asurin, one is not allowed to pick them up because the owner has not been meyayish, and perhaps he doesn't even know that they were dropped in the first place, and at best it would be yiyush olamidas. Another concept similar to that of yiyush, of giving up hope and of making it hefker ownerless, is the idea of mechila, that an owner can be meichel, he can sort of allow everyone else to use it automatically. Halacha tezayin, tamarim shemasher eisen haruach, dates which have been blown off the tree by the wind, even before they are ripe. Mutaris, one is allowed to take these dates. Why is that? Don't they belong to the owner of the tree? Shabayli machloi son lachol adam, because the owners of the tree have allowed them to every person. Vizuhi cheskoson, and that is the normal assumption by dates, that since they are very sweet, although they're not totally ripe, animals certainly will come and take them. And since the owner has sort of given up hope in such a case, he is meichel, anyone is allowed to take them. And because of his mechila, it is not considered to be theft. However, v'im hoya shel yesemim, she'enin b'nei mechila, if these dates belong to orphans, and they are young children, they are not yet at an age where their act of mechila would be a binding one, a suiting. One is not allowed to gain benefit from these dates because they belong to the orphans, and the only reason one is allowed to use them is because the owner of the tree has been meichel. Since it is impossible for them to be meichel because of their youth, they are underage, therefore one cannot, there has been no mechila, one cannot use these dates. The cane, and same so too, im hikpid bal hasode, if the one that owns the field cares about these figs, the hikif mokom ha'ilonis, and he has put a fence around the place where the trees are to keep animals out, oitikin ha'mokom sheyiflu bay ha'nevlis, ashiyalakitason, or he has fixed up something, the place where these unripe pieces of fruit fall, in order to collect them there until he can come later and pick them up altogether. That in any of these cases, haray elum asures, you are forbidden from taking this unripe fruit. Sharegila daite shalei machal. He has shown here clearly that he is not meichel, that he has not given up hope on this fruit. The only reason we say normally he has given up hope, because the animals anyway are coming to eat it. And normally a person doesn't care if that people eat it or the animals eat it. However, over here, he has put up a fence to keep the animals out, or has shown that he is planning to come later and collect this fruit. Therefore, one is not allowed to take it, since he still has his mind on it. Halacha Yud Zayin, Chosul Ra, an evil, a wicked cat, a dangerous cat, Shahirek Esak Tanim, that has killed children. As the Magid Mishnah brings, that there's a story in the Gemara where a cat killed a child, although other versions of the Gemara have it that the cat ripped the child's hand off. In any case, the Rambam's version says that the cat killed the child. And if we have such a case, Osir Lakaima, you are not allowed to allow this cat to stay, to exist. Ve'ein by Mishum Gezel, taking the cat away from the owner is not considered to be theft. And so too, Ve'ein by Mishum Asheva Veda, there is no law of returning a lost object over here. And apple pisha eire moil, and even though the skin, the fur of the cat is still usable for some things, so therefore we might say that it would be considered theft, and one must return at least the skin to the owner. Nevertheless, it is not considered to be theft. Whoever finds this cat gains ownership of it, then he can kill the cat and keep the skin. The cat certainly should be killed since it once killed a human being, and to avoid further danger. The question is, who does the skin belong to? The skin is considered part of the cat. Therefore, the one that finds the cat and kills it can keep the skin as well. The final halacha, halacha yud ches. This final halacha deals with the law of geizleis, young birds, who are incapable of flying around. However, they can shuttle along, sort of drag themselves for short distances. And we will also speak about a shevach. A shevach, as discussed in the Gemara, is a case where a person has a tree, and then he builds a nest for these young birds to grow in and to stay in these in a shevach. Halacha yitches. Geizel hanimsa karav l'shevach. A young bird which is found close to its nest, pesei chamishim ama, within 50 amas of its nest, harihu shel bal hashevach. This bird belongs to the one that owns this nest. If you should walk 50 amas, within 50 amas of this shevach, you should know it's not a lost object. It belongs automatically to the owner of the nest. However, chus l'chamishim ama, if the bird is outside 50 amas, harehu shel meitzei, it belongs to the one that found it. She'ein ha'gozel medada yeser al chamishim ama, because a bird normally doesn't drag itself around further than 50 amas away from its nest. And should we find a bird more than 50 amas away from any nest, the assumption is that it came from Hefker, that it does not have any owner, and therefore the one that finds it can keep it. Nimsa ben shnei shevches. Let's say it's found between two different nests, and it is within 50 amas of both. Let's say it's 40 amas from one and 30 amas from the other. Harehu shel karev. It belongs to whichever nest it is closer to. If our case of 50, of 40 and 30, whoever has the nest which is 30 amas, within 30 amas of this nest, it belongs to that person. Mechatzah lemechatzah. Let's say it is equidistant from both. Yachleiku. They divide the value. They will sell this bird and then split the value between them. However, b'med varim amurim, when does this apply? That the bird goes to the whosever nest is closest. When the number of birds, or pigeons in this case, in both of these nests are equal in number. In this case, since they're equal in number, we go after whichever one is closest. But if the number of pigeons in one of the two nests was greater than the other, we go after the majority, even though it is further away. So let's say, for example, in one nest is 30 amas away, but there are only 10 birds in that nest. The other one is 40 amas away, but there are 20 birds in that nest. Although it's further away, if we, as the principle is given in Gemara, based on the Pasuk in Chumash, Achrei Rabim Lahates, that if it's a Rei V'Korev, Heilech Achar Rei, we always go after where the majority is. And although we might think it's less likely, since it's further away, nevertheless, since more birds come from this other nest, it outweighs the fact that it's farther away, and we assume that it comes from the one with the greater number of birds.